Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking two things in the Weather Center for you today. One, another very pleasant late summer day. And then over the weekend, a coastal low that'll bring us some wind and rain. I'll show you the timeline.
The State Safer School Task Force will be meeting later this morning. Just ahead, how they're taking a closer look at UNC students' mental health in light of two recent school lockdowns.
And after weeks and weeks after the deadline, lawmakers have reached a deal on the $30 billion state budget. We'll break down what's included and what's not ahead of votes that's set to happen later on this week. Thanks for joining us on your Wednesday morning as we inch closer and closer to fall. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along here. I can tell you what's included in our day. Beautiful sunrise that we've had here. Some great, pleasant temperatures. Yeah, fall this weekend.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, we'll enjoy it until it gets here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, it's a nice morning out there. We do have a mixture of sun and clouds. Some places looking nice and clear. Others are still on the overcast side. But we'll be looking at partly cloudy skies through the afternoon, which is basically what we're seeing in Sanford right now. Temperatures walking out the door, still feeling very comfortable. A little warmer than yesterday, but low 60s around the triangle with a dew point in the upper 50s. Feels very nice. It's 62 in Fayetteville. And Rocky Mount, 63 in Durham and 59 in Southern Pines. So temperatures will start to creep up now to the mid-70s by lunchtime. We'll see a high of 84 this afternoon, which is exactly what we saw yesterday. And the humidity remains low and it will feel nice and warm during the afternoon. Just a lovely late summer day. Our tropical outlook, still 30% chance that this gets tropical characteristics. But even if it doesn't, the impact for us will be the same. The low moves up the coast and then away from us getting through the day on Sunday. This is, of course, new this morning. Couple of things I wanted to share with you. The computer models are in better agreement and speeding it up. So the rain arrives a little earlier on Friday, but moves out of here faster on Sunday. It is likely to be cool, wet, and windy for us on Saturday. And then you can see the low moving on out, leaving some clouds behind during the day Sunday, but taking the rain along with it. So if you have outdoor plans over the weekend, at least Sunday looks nice and dry. Saturday, on the other hand, looks windy, cool, and wet. 35 mile per hour gusts, rain up to 1 to 2 inches, and cooler temperatures with a high only around 70 degrees. We'll talk in more detail about how much rain you can see where you are specifically coming up. Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Trader. It is 8:02 right now on this Wednesday morning, and there are a few slowdowns out there on the roadways. It is starting to pick up a little bit more right now. Some of our delays right now on I-40 westbound, there is a crash near Carytown Boulevard that is causing some backups. Most of the backups, though, are really centered around that US 1 interchange right there at the Beltline on 40. There is some significant backups on the northern side of the Beltline over near New Bern Avenue, an earlier crash causing some backups that really linger all the way back to the I-87 interchange. Here's our live camera at New Bern Avenue. You can see some of the slowdowns there. Once you get past Capitol Boulevard, it starts to ease up a little bit. Give yourself a few extra minutes if you use that part of the Beltline. Coming in from the US 1 southbound area from Wake Forest, it is a 13-minute delay right now, 4 minutes if you're coming in on I-87 from Knightdale.
Thank you, Brett. Well, school safety for kindergartners to college students in North Carolina will be top of mind today for school leaders. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now to tell us about the state's task force for safer schools. And Kelsey, a member of UNC, will be talking to that task force today, just weeks after that deadly shooting on campus.
Michelle, good morning. That meeting is going to be happening in just a couple of hours now. And one of the topics of discussion is UNC students' mental health. The school was under lockdown twice already this semester. The first time after a campus shooting that left one faculty member dead and thousands of students, faculty, and staff in a panic. The second after a man waved a gun at a campus bagel shop. The task force is made up of appointed stakeholders, including students, school administrators, and mental health professionals. And as this statewide meeting is happening this morning, Wake County school leaders will be meeting here at the board's headquarters to talk about how to keep their students safe after several incidents of students bringing guns on campus. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Cary.
State lawmakers have reached a deal on the budget after removing the controversial gambling part of that plan. This is a live look at the General Assembly right now, where the House and Senate plan to vote on the $30 billion budget tomorrow and Friday. Medicaid expansion remains a key part of the budget deal. But the gambling component had caused a rift among Republicans, making it impossible for them to reach a deal. Senate Majority Leader Phil Berger tells WREL leaders decided they could no longer let the casino issue hold up the other key issues.
Raises for our state employees, has additional compensation for our teachers, has a bonus for our retirees. It also has needed funding for water and sewer projects and other projects all across the state of North Carolina.
Also, raises for teachers will stay in the plan. It'll be 4% over the next 2 years, and for state employees, raises are 3%. Legislative leaders say they expect the budget to pass with the support of all Republicans and some Democrats.
Durham City's councilwoman Monique Halsey-Hyman plans to speak out today after being exonerated. Halsey-Hyman was accused of offering her support for a project in exchange for campaign donations. However, the SBI says it found no evidence of extortion or bribery. Also, the Durham district attorney says there's no probable cause to pursue charges against her. Halsey-Hyman plans to speak at noon today at Durham City Hall.
Parents in Wake County schools are getting their first look at a plan that would move some students to new schools and onto different calendars than schedules, potentially. Wake County Public School System unveiled its student reassignment plan for next year. It is designed to address issues including overcrowding in schools and problems with bus routes. It would shuffle students in and out of 21 schools. Some of those kids who have been on traditional calendars could end up at year-round schools and vice versa. School leaders say affected families can apply to keep their kids in their current schools.
Qualify for the stability rules, we're able to accommodate those requests. Other families would have to go through the transfer process. And so during that process, they would be able to give a detailed reason for why they want that transfer.
So the school system has launched a portal for families to see how the proposal would work and how it directly affects their students. They want to collect feedback before a final vote in November. You can find the full list of affected schools on WRL.com.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be on Capitol Hill today. That's where you're looking live. He'll meet with senators about his need for support in the fight against Russia. He and President Biden both spoke at the United National General Assembly yesterday. In historic remarks to the assembly, Zelensky pleaded for more backing from around the world.
We have a real chance to end the aggression on the terms of the nation which was attacked.
If we allow Ukraine to be carved up, is the independence of any nation secure?
Support for the Ukrainian cause is beginning to wane among Republican lawmakers over the Biden administration's calls for billions in more aid.
Today, the Fed will wrap up its benchmark meeting that will give us all a better idea of how the U.S. economy is doing. They're planning to release new projections that will likely show stronger economic growth. It's also expected to show slightly lower unemployment rates this year. Interest rates are expected to hold steady, at least for now, but the Fed is likely to weigh another rate hike for later this year as we continue to battle inflation. A big economic wild card is rising gasoline prices that we have noticed over recent weeks. And according to AAA, the national average, it is $3.88 right now, the highest price since October of last year. New numbers show this morning North Carolina's average at $3.51 today. That is down 6 cents from where it was a month ago.
Some doctors are sounding the alarm about unauthorized pelvic exams while undergoing surgery. Coming up, we'll hear from doctors and medical students who say that patients should give consent before these procedures are done.
An Amazon driver in Florida is seriously injured this morning after being bitten by a rattlesnake. Straight ahead, we'll show you the moments right after she got bit as a police officer rushed to help her.
And I'm tracking the development of a low off the coast of Florida. You can see some rain and some lightning there already. I'll show you when that moves on up into North Carolina and when you can expect rain and wind. Welcome back. Time now 8:12 on your beautiful sunny Wednesday morning. You're looking live at Fayetteville. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. We're seeing a lot of sunshine all over this morning. It really is gearing up to be a nice day. pretty day like we saw yesterday. Temperatures have been on the mild side this morning. It'll be very similar to yesterday afternoon. We're going to climb into the mid-80s. A little bit of cloud cover in spots. It's been a little gray there in Goldsboro. But as we're getting through the morning, we're seeing those clouds dissipating nicely. We'll see partly cloudy skies through the afternoon. Nice and clear here in Apex, partly cloudy in Chapel Hill and Fayetteville. Chapel Hill courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Our next system, of course, is a low-pressure system that will move up the coast this weekend. It is trending a little stronger. The computer models are in much better agreement, which gives us a lot more confidence on the timing and exactly what we're going to see with this. One update on the timing, it looks like it's moving faster. So an earlier arrival of rain on Friday, but an earlier exit of the rain on Sunday. That's good news for weekend plans. We are looking at some considerable wind and rain with this system. You can see here it is developing off the coast of Florida. It still only has a 30% chance of becoming tropical. Either way, we're going to see basically the same impact. The low starts to push the rain in on Friday afternoon, so the evening commute is going to be messy for most folks, and then the rain continues overnight and into Saturday. By 6 p.m., that rain started to taper off a bit, and that low zips right on out of here, leaving us drier on Sunday, but still with some cloud cover. It may still be a fairly gray day on Sunday, but if you wanted to get outside, that would be your better option versus Saturday. On Friday, we have a 50% chance of rain as we get into the evening and overnight, 60% chance Saturday, and then that tapers off on Sunday to just 20% to kind of cover the bases. As this low moves up the coast, we'll likely have high rip current danger, a heavy surf, some erosion, that sort of thing. That starts by Friday and continues through Sunday. So if you're headed to the beaches, it's going to be wet and windy, and that rip current danger will be high. Around here, from Raleigh to Fayetteville, our gusts will be 30 to 35 miles per hour. Around the Wilmington area, up to 40, and then up to almost 60 mile per hour gusts along the Outer Banks, right where that storm likely tracks on Saturday into early Sunday. We take a look at Hurricane Nigel. It's a Cat 2, but it's still just headed straight on up into the North Atlantic. We like to call these fish storms, where they don't really bother anybody except maybe some shipping channels. This one definitely deserves a little more eye on it. Next 7 days, a 70% chance of developing. And of course, the direction that it's headed westward, we'll keep our eye on that. Ophelia is the next name on the list. Saturday's the first day of fall, but it's likely to be the wettest, coolest, windiest day of the week with a high of only 70. We bounce back into the 80s for next week. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. There are several accidents out there on the roadways as we show you the map here, and a number of them are along the Beltline and along 40. All really centered around the Raleigh area. But first, we're going to zoom in near Capitol Boulevard. There is this crash that is causing some major backups between Capitol Boulevard and New Bern Avenue. They stretch back towards I-87. Here is our live look at 440 and New Bern Avenue. You can see some of those backups that really have started to form. Give yourself about 10 to 15 extra minutes if you're using that part of the Beltline. Another crash to tell you about is over off of Western Boulevard or Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at Person Street. There is some red on the sensors. There's also some big backups on the southern side of Raleigh near South Saunders Street from an earlier accident that has caused some major delays. Millbrook Road at Falls of Neuse Road, there's a couple of crashes along Millbrook Road. Nothing major on the sensors at this point, but it is something to keep an eye out on. Coming into the Raleigh area from Knightdale, 12-minute delay, 11 minutes coming in from Wake Forest on US 1 southbound. 40 East is a 7-minute delay coming into Raleigh. And then over in the Durham area, I'm not seeing any major delays, but we are seeing some backups starting to form on the Durham Freeway.
And here in the WRA Live Center, we're following some breaking news right now out of Cumberland County. With the help of Google Maps, I'm going to show you exactly what I'm talking about. An off-duty Dunn police officer was reportedly shot at this gas station there on Ramsey Street. Another person was also shot. We're working to find out the condition and name of that person. But as for the Dunn police officer, we do know he was treated and released from the hospital, and the chief says that officer is doing well. A short time later, another shooting happened at an apartment complex. This apartment complex there on Cumberland Creek Drive. Two people were shot in this situation. We're working to find out the condition of those people shot, of course, the identity, what led up to that shooting. We're also working to figure out if these two shootings are connected. We'll keep monitoring this story for any new developments here in the WRA Live Center.
All right, thanks, Ken. New this morning, the FDA sends a drug maker back to the drawing board when it comes to a needle-free medication for people with allergies. The Neffy Nasal is aimed for people who suffer from severe allergies. Earlier this year, an independent branch of the FDA recommended the product for approval. However, on Tuesday, the agency asked for additional information about Neffy, including more research on the drug. If Neffy does eventually get approved, it would be the first product of its type.
A local family is out of their home this morning after a fire. It happened on Misty Grove Circle in Morrisville. That's off Morrisville Carpenter Road. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. The fire chief tells us the fire started in the kitchen. Luckily, nobody was hurt.
Raleigh City Council has selected developer Omni Hotels and Resorts for a luxury hotel coming to downtown. It's a 550-room hotel that'll feature a rooftop pool, spa, and meeting space. It'll be built between the Convention Center and Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. Raleigh Convention Center says it lost 64 events over the last 3 years because there just weren't enough hotel rooms nearby.
They have the experience, and I think when you get a product like Omni that comes into your city, it makes a huge statement in the convention and meetings market. Everybody loves Omni. They have a great reputation, and I think it really speaks to what the type of hotel that we were trying to secure.
City Council is also putting $400,000 toward negotiations with Omni. The city expects the luxury hotel to open in 2027. It'll be the first Omni in the Triangle.
It's been more than a month since deadly wildfires swept across Maui. High school seniors in Lahaina lost homes, family members, and some of their parents have lost jobs. On Tuesday, the University of Hawaii surprised them with a great opportunity.
We are offering every one of you Lahaina Luna seniors, including those who made other arrangements after August 8th, a full scholarship to any UH campus to which you are admitted.
That's incredible. Students from the high school have been attending classes at a temporary site after wildfires destroyed their school.
A longtime New England Patriots fan is dead after being punched during a fight in the stands at this week's game. Police in Massachusetts say 53-year-old Dale Mooney died after a fight during Sunday night's game against Miami. Witnesses say a fan in a Dolphins jersey punched him twice. Mooney then suffered what investigators called an apparent medical event. A witness described the scene to NBC News' Tom Yamas.
Right after he was punched in the face, he immediately went down. He slumped over in a chair. The concern came, like I said, after about 45 seconds to a minute.
And the NFL says there have been 80 reports of fights and other disorderly conduct in NFL crowds through the first 2 weeks of the season.
Oh, gosh, it's terrible. A new study finds millions of people have gotten pelvic exams without their consent while under anesthesia for surgery. Doctors and medical students who spoke to NBC News say the practice has been around for a while. They say it can be a key part of a doctoral residence training and is easy to perform during a gynecological surgery. Some doctors say general consent is given before going into the operating room, so the pelvis doesn't need to be treated any differently, but others disagree.
If you ask a patient how they feel and whether they would want to know if a student was doing an exam, patients overwhelmingly say, yes, this is different.
The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says consent is required for any exam that is performed solely for teaching purposes.
An Amazon delivery driver in Florida is seriously injured after a rattlesnake bit her when she dropped off a package. The moments right after she was bitten by that snake were caught on police body camera.
All right, I'm going to loosen this up because we don't want any kind of constriction.
This all happened Monday in Martin County, the southeastern part of the state of Florida. Officials say the woman dropped the package off at the front door of a home, and suddenly an eastern diamondback rattlesnake bit her in the back of her leg just above the knee. Diamondbacks have a reputation for being the most dangerous venomous snake in the U.S. It's one of three types of rattlesnake species found here in North Carolina. The woman is in the hospital recovering and thankful she's in stable condition and will make that recovery. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. A proud Fort Liberty this morning. The 82nd Airborne Division All-American Chorus shined on the world stage on America's Got Talent.
I am here. Hey.
Question is clear, let me ask you.
Wow, the chorus performed I Am Here by Pink. This was their first live performance on AGT as they try for that $1 million prize. But just like last time, they had the entire room on their feet, the audience and the judges giving them a standing ovation and glowing reviews. Only two of the 11 acts will make it into the finals. We'll find out tonight at 8 o'clock on WREL if they will advance to the finals. Good luck to them. They're amazing. Well, scientists say the oldest aquarium fish in the world is likely older than they originally thought. An Australian lungfish named Methuselah arrived at Steinhardt Aquarium in San Francisco in 1938. Until now, scientists thought she was probably 84 years old. But using a DNA sample of one of her fins, they figured out she's probably anywhere from 92 to 101. She's outlived more than 230 other fish during her time at the aquarium. Wow.
Ken Smith here in the WRL Live Center following some breaking news. Coming up in the next half hour, what firefighters are doing in terms of working these two fires there in Johnston County. What we know about these fires coming up.
And a look at the General Assembly after months, state lawmakers have reached a deal on a budget. We'll break down what's included. Just
as you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Wednesday. It's 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are in for a beautiful Wednesday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with the details and a gorgeous look over Clinton this morning.
Yeah, we take a live look here. There is a deck of clouds here, but that sun is trying really hard to break through it, and it will succeed. We're going to see partly cloudy skies through the afternoon. There's some places that are completely clear now, but some lingering clouds in a couple of spots. Pleasant temperatures heading out the door. Town by town, 59 Lewisburg. Yeah, 59 Lewisburg, 62 Fayetteville, 64 right now in South Hill. Exercise planner looking perfect. Humidity stays low again today. Mid-70s at lunchtime. 84 for the high, but our evening temperatures are back into the 70s. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic here, and we do have a number of crashes that are out on the roadways. I know the map doesn't show it, but you can see all the red and yellow that is out there. That is all the slowdowns that are being caused because of this. One of them is on I-40 near Capitol Boulevard. A little bit of red, a little bit of slowdown there between Capitol and New Bern that lingers all the way to I-87. Here's our live look. Some of those slowdowns there. If you use that part of the Beltline, give yourself 10 or 15 extra minutes. Near South Saunders Street, another slowdown because of a crash that is causing some pretty big backups as well. And then over off of Millbrook Road near Falls of Neuse Road, there's another crash that you want to be aware about, Michelle.
Thanks, Brad. State lawmakers have reached a deal on the budget after removing the controversial expansion of gambling from the plan. The House and Senate plan to vote on the $30 billion budget tomorrow and Friday. And leaders in the Wake County public school system will meet to talk about school violence. The board's facilities committee will have a closed session on the topic this afternoon. It all comes over a week after a student brought a gun to Leadmine Elementary School in Raleigh. Next on Fox 50, a look at where gas prices sit ahead of a new economic report this morning. And next on Today, Martha Stewart shares some end of summer canning tips.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Two things I'm tracking for you in the Weather Center this morning. Another very comfortable late summer day, and then over the weekend, cooler, wetter, windy with a coastal low. I'll show you how much rain to expect.
And we're following breaking news here in Fayetteville, where an off-duty Dunn police officer was shot at this gas station. I'll explain what happened before the shooting.
And here in the WRA Live Center, we're following some breaking news out of Johnston County. Firefighters have been on the scene for several hours now working this fire there in Johnston County. What we know about what happened.
Wake County school leaders will be meeting later today to talk about school safety, how this comes on the heels of multiple incidents where students brought guns to school campus.
Weeks after the deadline, lawmakers have reached a deal on the $30 billion state budget. We'll break down what's included and what's not ahead of votes happening later this week. Well, glad you're included in our day as we get things started here at 8:30. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we're cruising. We're happy through the week.
Sure.
It is Wednesday. We're in for a beautiful day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Garner has a look over downtown, actually North Hills. And I mean, blue sky. It's beautiful.
Isn't that gorgeous? We're seeing this across parts of the viewing area. Other areas still dealing with a little bit of cloud cover, but those clouds will end up dissipating. We should see lots of sunshine through the afternoon across the viewing area. Around the Triangle area, 60. With a dew point of 57. Both of those numbers feel very comfortable. We're looking at 54 still in Roxborough, but most of us starting to see low to mid 60s, 64 in South Hill, 61 Goldsboro, 63 degrees in Clinton. Our temperatures are just a touch warmer than they were this time yesterday, but otherwise expect mid 70s at lunchtime, mid 80s for a high this afternoon, and then upper 70s this evening. Very similar to what we saw yesterday. We continue to watch this system as it tries to develop off the coast of Florida. A small chance that it becomes tropical, but no matter whether it does or not, we're going to see the same impact. Moving a little faster than it looked like yesterday, we're going to see that rain spreading across the area Friday afternoon. It moves slowly northward during the day Saturday, but starts to take a lot of that rain with it during the afternoon. So the wettest time period likely to be early afternoon on Friday to maybe late afternoon on Saturday. Then it pulls northward, and we should see a little bit of clearing later in the afternoon on Sunday with a much smaller chance for rain as it moves away from us. So Saturday is going to be the most uncomfortable day. It'll be windy with gusts up to 35 miles per hour, rain on and off up to 2 inches, and cooler temperatures with a high around 70 degrees. We'll go through and talk about a specific timeline and how much rain you could see where you are coming up.
We're following that breaking news as an off-duty Dunn police officer and one other person were involved, shot overnight in Cumberland County. WRO's Laura Levine joins us now. Laura, what have you learned about this investigation here?
Yeah, Jeff, well, here at the scene, it seems like business as usual at this Exxon on Ramsey Street until you see, once you walk closer toward the store, windows boarded up with, I counted, 7 bullet holes through the window. We also saw a little bit of some glass shattered on the ground there. And taking a closer look at the video, you can see some of that evidence from the events that happened last night. Now, what we do know is that an off-duty Dunn police officer, he witnessed a crime happen here at the gas station and intervened. And then that officer was shot by someone here. And then another person was also shot. We do know that the officer has been treated and released at this hour. We're still working to learn more about the other person who was shot, as well as if authorities, if police have anyone in custody in regards to this shooting. Again, this all happening last night at this Exxon on Ramsey Street. We're still also working to learn more about what that crime was that that officer was trying to step in and assist. So again, more details that we're working to learn, but we do know an off-duty Dunn police officer was shot. He was treated at the hospital and has since been released. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Fayetteville.
And we're following more breaking news here in the WRL Live Center. I want to take you to these live pictures courtesy of Sky 5 over this fire scene there in Johnston County. We've been watching this for the last half hour or so, and they've been on the scene here for the last hour or two working this fire. Apparently, this mobile home right there completely gutted by that fire. We're also learned that other structures on this property were on fire as well. As Sky 5 pans over, you can see the other area that was on fire this morning. This was considered possibly another mobile home on this property. This is happening right off Highway 242 and Woods Crossroads there in Johnston County. We're working to find out what led to this fire and if anyone was injured. Of course, we'll continue to monitor this breaking news story here in the WRL Live Center. Look for updates in our next hour right here on Fox 50.
We'll do it, Ken. Thank you. Safety concerns are on the rise for parents, students, and teachers in Wake County. This comes after a gun was found at an elementary school recently. WRL's Kelsey Coffey tells us this morning school leaders will discuss ways to keep everyone safe.
Wake County school leaders will meet later today here at the board to talk about how to keep your students safe in the classroom. This is a topic of conversation that's always been top of mind for both parents and school leaders, but it's come to the forefront even more recently. Just last week, a student brought a gun to Ledmine Elementary in Raleigh. School administrators say the child didn't intend to hurt anyone, but a woman is facing charges for helping the child bring that gun to school. Last spring, dozens of threats were made against schools in Wake County, and multiple guns were found on school campuses. Today's meeting also comes after a move from the district this school year to create a new visitor management system. So now whenever visitors come to campus, they have to check into an iPad and get a quick background check before they're allowed to enter the school. And this meeting is closed to the public because school leaders will have to discuss confidential security measures. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, and Cary.
Also today, UNC's Director of Student Affairs will speak at a meeting of the state's Safer Schools Task Force. This comes after the deadly shooting on UNC's campus last month and the gun scare that happened there a week ago. Both incidents resulted in lockdowns on campus and have raised concerns about mental health and trauma among students.
The UNC graduate student accused of shooting and killing his professor may not be mentally fit to stay in trial. That is according to a doctor. Tai Lei Chi appeared before a judge yesterday in Hillsboro. He's accused of killing Professor Zijie Yan on August 28th. The state will commission a second mental health evaluation.
State lawmakers have reached a deal on the budget after removing the controversial expansion of gambling from that plan. It's a live look at the General Assembly on the right side of your screen. The House and Senate plan to vote on the $30 billion budget tomorrow and Friday. Medicaid expansion remains a key part of the budget deal, but the gambling component had caused a rift among Republicans, making it impossible for them to reach a deal. House Speaker Tim Moore said leaders decided they could no longer let casinos hold up the other key issues.
Clearly, there were differences of opinion, and at the end of the day, we felt like this issue and no one single issue should hold up a budget. So collectively, it was determined to go ahead and move forward with the budget.
The raises for teachers remain in place, 4% over the next 2 years. For state employees, it's 3%. Legislative leaders say they expect the budget to pass with the support of all Republicans and some Democrats.
Wake County parents are getting their first look at a plan that would move some students to new schools and onto different calendars. Wake County County Public School System unveiled its student reassignment plan for 2024 and 25. It aims to address issues including overcrowding in schools and problems with bus routes. It would shuffle students in and out of 21 schools. Some of those schools who have been on traditional calendars could end up at year-round schools and vice versa. School leaders say affected families can apply to keep their kids in their current schools.
If they qualify for the stability rules, we're able to accommodate those requests. Other families would have to go through the transfer process. And so during that process, they would be able to give a detailed reason for why they want that transfer.
The school system launched a portal for families to see how this proposal works and how it directly impacts their students. They want to collect feedback before a final vote in November. You can find the full list of affected schools on our website, WREL.com.
Today, the Fed will wrap up its benchmark meeting. That'll give us all a better idea of how the U.S. economy is doing. They're planning to release new projections that will likely show stronger economic growth. It's also expected to show slightly lower unemployment rates this year. Interest rates are expected to hold steady at least for now, but the Fed is likely to weigh another rate hike for later this year as we continue to battle inflation. A big economic wild card, those rising gas prices we have noticed over recent weeks. So let's take a look at them. We'll see, just released a couple hours ago by AAA. National average is at 388, the highest it's been since October of last year. The average cost in North Carolina for a gallon of regular, 351, which is down 6 cents from where it was a month ago.
Durham City Council member Monique Holsey-Hyman says she will make an announcement today after learning accusations of wrongdoing against her will not result in charges. Holsey-Hyman was accused of offering her support for a project in exchange for campaign donations. However, the SBI says it found no evidence of extortion or bribery. The Durham District Attorney says there's no probable cause to pursue charges against her. Holsey-Hyman plans to speak at noon today at Durham City Hall.
This could be your last day of work if you hit the Powerball jackpot. As of this morning, that jackpot is estimated $672 million. It could grow even bigger before tonight's drawing. And if you win, the cash value is nearly $321 million. This is the third largest Powerball this year, and you can watch the drawing live on WRAL. 20 minutes before 9 on your Wednesday morning, Raleigh is one of the cities in the U.S. with the most workers who work remotely. Straight ahead, we break down a new study that explains the reason why the Oak City is one of the tops in the country for remote workers.
Also, a heads up before you cook anything today. Some Kraft Singles packs are being recalled for a potential choking hazard. We'll tell you about the risk having to do with the plastic packaging.
And we'll give you a live look in Apex, straight down Salem Street right there. Sunshine and a cool start this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking our temperatures leading up to the start of fall.